Okay, Benito, go ahead.
Okay, I agree with Nancy, and it's like she said, this is what I thought we had agreed to about a half hour ago, what Nancy just said.
And would you clarify what Nancy just said?
That the chair and secretary of the PMB will lead in the development of the monthly PMB agenda. So they will, to use Nancy's words, provide a pre-draft agenda to the coordinating committee. The coordinating committee will play with it, and at the end of the meeting, we have a finished draft document. But it is the, it is the coordinating committee, but it is that based on the leadership provided by the secretary and the chair of the PMB.
I think I could answer one question that I forgot to answer, Chair, if that's okay.
Well, let me get through Benito, and then we've got Jan, and then I've got to get to you. Go ahead, Benito.
No, that's basically it. But again, I'm just reminding us it's 9:58. We've been playing with this issue for over an hour now.
Well, it's obvious the reason we've been playing with this issue is because there are at least one who do not want the coordinating committee to do an agenda, so we have not done an agenda tonight. Obviously, there are other people on the line. And so what I was trying to find out was, what was your choice? What do you want? I'm trying to facilitate. Now,
we're
going into closed session soon or not, so we're going to close this down. But, Benito, I appreciate you agreeing with Nancy, but I still don't see any clarity in other than Nancy and the secretary creating an agenda, proposing that agenda, publishing that agenda, and all that's going to happen in a vacuum with them next week with no input from this committee, tonight or next week, because of the way we've gone round table, going back and forth about what we shouldn't do and what we should do, which is a fairly good technique. I'm quite used to that technique. But it's on you now, Jan.
Point of information, Chair.
Go ahead.
Yes, I think there was a question about who is going to publish what comes out of the coordinating committee regarding the agenda for the PNB meeting, and I believe I have the answer to that. May I?
Go ahead.
I think it would be the secretary of the PNB would take what comes from the decisions from the coordinating committee on the draft agenda and then publish that. You know, and then put that out to the PNB as the draft agenda for the PNB meeting.
Okay, Dan?
Yes, thank you. First of all, my original comment was going to be that the coordinating committee could have many tasks in addition to putting together a draft agenda, depending on what the coordinating committee wanted to do and what the PNB wanted the coordinating committee to do. If we go back to having meetings, PNB meetings once a month, which I think many of us hope that we will, there are tasks that need to happen in between meetings, and if the PNB delegate some of those tasks to the coordinating committee, it could take on additional tasks. But with regard to the basic thing, it seems to me that the coordinating committee ought to be coordinating with getting information from the various committees as to if they have resolutions that they want to put forward, and would be working with committees, at least to the extent of gathering that information up, and putting together a draft agenda, and then it doesn't even, I hardly can imagine who else besides the secretary would be sending out the draft agenda to everybody that the coordinating committee puts together. I don't even know why that's a question. Thank you.
This is the parliamentarian. May I comment?
Go ahead.
What everybody's saying sounds very reasonable. I just want to throw in one reminder. When you get to the actual PMB meeting, it will be the chair who announces that we have a draft agenda from the coordinating committee. You have it in front of you. What is your pleasure? That would be the chair's job to say that at the PMB meeting. That's just a reminder. Thank you.
Oh, of course. May I comment on that?
Go ahead.
Jan Goodman, may I comment on that?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think what Mr. Tatum said seems as logical and as the idea of who would send out the draft agenda, that once you get to the meeting, the chair, you know, says here's our draft agenda, and then you treat it as you would, as we've been treating draft agendas, if people want to add things or so forth.
It's important to say it's from the coordinating committee, y'all.
Well, sure. I mean, you could say it's, I mean, once you said it like 2 months in a row, it would just become logical. And, I mean, I don't think people would need to be told it every time. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, of course.
This is Janet, and since everybody's talking about giving me work and I have to do the work, and I would like to say something.
Well, hold on.
And since I'm doing certain things, I need to be clear about what about how this will work.
Go ahead.
Okay.
What's your question?
So, first, if I'm going to be the one to send out a draft agenda or proposed agenda, I don't know whether from the coordinating committee to the PNB, normally I send out what is called a draft agenda. I don't say who put it together or whatever, I just send it out. So, and Mr. Tatum has said that the chair should announce at the meeting that the draft agenda is from the coordinating committee. So if I'm going to email out to the PNB this draft agenda that this committee comes up with, I intend, I'm thinking off the top of my head, I intend to say this is the draft agenda from the coordinating committee. I'll say that in the email. And so that'll happen beforehand. So that's one. Another is, in order for me to really know what to put in and where and all that, I will need people to email. I need it in writing. I can't have people just say, "Oh, well, just move this around" or something in a meeting verbally and expect that I will either be able to do it that instant or remember it or whatever. And so it needs to be, I need to have documentation of what I'm supposed to be, what I would be expected to include and where and all that. That's it.
I don't think
Nancy back so, on well, the process on this we, process.
Yeah, we will create a process. Obviously, we don't have a process, but you can't publish something that you don't know. So that's a given. That the information has to be passed to you in a timely manner. I may
right.
Add.
Thank you. Yes.
So we all have done this before. I don't think most of us have been in these rodeos about publishing responsibilities. And some really don't know, but on the local level, for instance, at the KPFT LSB, the chair publishes and proposes the agenda. So every group has its own nuance about how things are done. But I do believe we are spent time very well, not achieving much, but at least we agreed to meet on the 30th of May, although we don't have a recurring date. We did not come up with an agenda, but I do want to, whoever is going to put the agenda together for next week meeting, I will send my amendment or my motion, which I want in executive session with respect to personnel issues. And I suppose at this point, since this coordinating committee won't have that responsibility, Janet, I will be sending that to you as the secretary of the PNB.
Well, but meetings are different. Than, anyway.
I move that we extend this meeting by 10 more minutes.
Yeah, and Jim.
Motion to extend by 10. Is there a second?
I second, Benito.
Are there any objections? Hearing none. Do I have
No seconds are needed in committees.
Well, it moves. That's what's important. The idea is, does anyone want to speak other than myself, who have the floor right now?
Yeah, Jan Goodman, I do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was speaking. I asked for the floor.
I believe that it is the chair who would put together, if the coordinating committee is not putting together the agenda, it should be the chair who puts together the agenda, and then the secretary who sends it out to everyone, because the chair was voted, you know, that is what a chair does. It is the more of a leadership position, and I believe that the chair would be the person who, there's not a committee, would be putting together the agenda, because the chair is involved with many other things and knows much more about what is going on at Pacifica, and so suggestions and that kind of thing for putting together the draft agenda seems to me that it would be go to the chair, and then the chair would give that information to the secretary, and then the secretary would send it out. Now, in reality, I suspect that the chair will consult with various people, you know, lacking the coordinating committee being the organization that would put it together. Normally, a chair would, you know, consult with various people while putting together the agenda. But I believe that in terms of who should be putting that together, it should be the chair and not the secretary.
Well, very well taken. Then Benito. Then William. Nancy.
No, William didn't ask for the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Nancy and Benito. Nancy, go ahead.
Right. So, with respect to the agenda that comes to the PNB meeting, as I understand from Robert's rules, they're supposed to have, like, all the old business that needs to be taken care of that from the last PNB meeting, okay? And anything that's new that people want to be on the agenda, they bring that to the PNB meeting. So, like, if there's minutes from old meetings, those go on the agenda. And so people have time to read all of that. Any new business is brought to the PNB meeting itself. And I would like Mr. Tatum again to address this. Like, if somebody brings a new item of business and they have a motion to go with it and other documents to go with it, how does Robert's rule say that we deal with that?
Okay, thank you. First thing I would like to correct, we don't say the word old business anymore. we say unfinished business. We don't want to offend the senior citizens among us. Is that correct? So don't say old business. Just say unfinished business.
I don't know about anybody else, but I get younger every day.
So you're unfinished. Okay, good.
I'm unfinished.
Now, as far as preparing the agenda, Robert says that it could be the chair alone, it could be the secretary alone, or it could be the two of them together. And I think the reason why it says the two of them together is because two heads are better than one. But not only that, is that the secretary has the minutes of all the past meetings that she can review and look at everything that has been done and what has not been done. And then that's how you form your basic agenda. And those all become unfinished business, things that you didn't get a chance to do. Now, as far as new business is concerned, Nancy, you're absolutely right. New business is like a surprise to everyone. You know, you come at the meeting, and somebody wants to bring something up that has never been discussed before. So when the item for new business comes up, that's when they bring that up under new business. And remember about new business, it's something that no one, except for the person bringing it up, of course, no one knew that this issue was going to come up.
Janet to the stack.
John, may I interrupt a second? What about business that is emailed to us in between the draft agenda going out, like 8 days, the draft agenda comes out, and then there's 8 days before the PNB meeting, and somebody says, we have something else that we need to take care of. It's new business, but here's all the information about it, and we need to make a decision on this. It was not on any previous agendas. For instance, I sent an email to everyone about something that we have to make a decision about, and it has to go on the agenda, but it was not on a previous agenda, and it's new since the last PNB meeting. Would that be considered new business or unfinished business?
I would consider that unfinished business because it has been discussed before.
Okay, I'm going to reclaim the floor.
In email.
I'm going to reclaim the floor. I have on the stack Benito.
Yeah.
Someone
Janet.
Requested after that. I don't remember.
Well,
Janet.
Jan, back on the stack, please.
Okay, Janet. And Benito.
Jan
Goodman.
Wait a minute.
Jan.
Yeah, and okay. Janet, I had asked to be on the stack.
I got you. Okay.
May I speak?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy was in the middle of presenting a concrete situation. I think we need to deal with that. But my only comment, so that's point one. Point two, my only comment, been the same comment for the last hour and a half, is that we need to get to the real agenda for next Thursday. So I would request that we deal with the real agenda.
Janet, may I?
Also request that we
respect
the concrete situation that Nancy's bringing up.
Okay. Janet,
and it's more than one.
Janet, is your comments germane to the agenda for Thursday?
It's germane to this discussion, this process discussion. I mean, we're trying to figure out a process,
I
and I'm a key. Wait a minute. I'm a key person to this.
Hold on.
And we've not talked about committees. We've not talked about committees.
You cannot
and the agenda.
Take control. So I haven't recognized you. You've had more than ample time to express your concerns about this matter. In fact, I have timed you. You've spent more time on the air than anyone else with respect to this. Oh, we know how you feel. We know what your concerns are. We know that
you don't know about the committees.
The committees have nothing to do with what this coordinating committee is discussing now, which Benito just tried to put forth, but you have been interrupting it very effectively, that we move forward with an agenda for next week. Now, it's clear you don't want that, but I'm not going to allow you.
That's not true. Don't attribute something to me. That's not fair.
I keep having to defer to you, and I keep having to give the floor to you. You're taking up too much time over the other members. Now, just because you're a secretary do not give you that right. Now, what I would like for us to do as chair is to determine whether or not we're going to take the view that we don't do anything, we sit on our hands as a coordinating committee, or we put forth a proposed agenda, or at least give the secretary and the chair tonight some proposals for the agenda. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I take this liberty to say this as a new person. I'll listen to you about the history. I'll listen to you about the immediate past history. But as a new person elected on this body to represent Houston, Texas, looking at this coordinating committee in the bylaws, it seemed to be a perfect opportunity for the body to have a full representation of all interests, of all five stations. That's why all five stations are on this committee, meaning that the chair doesn't know what may be the priorities in Houston or New York. So that's why we're on the committee, to try to have input into the agenda. Now, I may be wrong, but I believe that is the spirit of this bylaw. I believe that it comports with inclusion. I believe it does serve the foundation well if we go that way, rather than creating an agenda in a vacuum of two.
Nancy, to the floor.
Go ahead.
I suggest that we look at the agenda that Janet forwarded, that she and I worked on, and that we figure out the rest of this stuff. And I object to Janet being characterized as taking more time. She's the one that has to carry out all this stuff that comes out of the coordinating committee as the PNB chair, and she's just trying to get clarification. And I object to her being characterized as taking up more time than anybody else. She needs more time than anybody else.
I respect your objection, but the numbers don't lie. The time don't lie.
She may be taking up more time because she is the secretary and it is going to be her response. And we're laying all this responsibility at her feet, and she wants clarification. That's all she's asking for.
We have clarification, and the chair assured her that she would receive the information in a timely manner. Outside of that, going back and forth for the last hour and a half with those concerns has been unproductive.
I think it's been productive.
Anyone else?
Benito, to the stack.
Go right ahead, Benito.
I agree with Nancy's explanation that the bottom line is that it's the secretary that implements all this stuff. And so she does need to have clarity. However, I also agree with the chair of the committee that it seems that the secretary of the PMB during this meeting is doing somewhat of a, what do you call it in Congress?
Diversion?
Yeah, trying to stop progress. Yeah,
the,
I agree
the
with
Secretary,
the
point
the
of personal privilege.
Let me finish. I agree with the chair's conclusion that the continual insistence by the PMB secretary on these details are stopping us from discussing the agenda which she and Nancy put together. We want to discuss the agenda that they put together. I take for granted. Why can't we go on and do that? It's 10:21, folks.
Point of personal privilege.
Who's speaking?
Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. So, yes, I did prepare this draft agenda with Nancy. I sent it to you all. I don't know if any of you have looked at it. And so, you know, that is part of preparing an agenda for Thursday, a draft agenda for Thursday. I don't know why people are saying I'm not wanting to do that. And I sent it to this committee. What this meeting has been about, and I think it has been really necessary, is about the process of this committee, which we've never talked about. And I don't know if any coordinating committee has ever talked about. And that takes time. And so sometimes things can't get done. So maybe we won't be able to get the full thing done tonight with this proposed agenda for this Thursday. But in the going forward, at least we'll have some kind of a process. And the thing that I had wanted to bring up was about committees and the priority, in my opinion, of committees and what their work is over individual directors in specific motions or whatever, that kind of thing, in the order of the agenda. And, you know, so you have the way it is, or that it was in the past, was that we would have reports and committee reports like IED and that kind of thing, and committees, the reports from committees and any motions from committees. And then after that, individual director motions or business, other kinds of business, unfinished business and then new business, that kind of thing. I mean, so you have something already in front of you, or you should, you know, you can have it if you open it up, and so it's a start at least.
Well,
Mr. Chair, this is the parliamentarian.
Go ahead.
I have an idea that could take 5 minutes, and that would be probably fix the problem that exists now, and that is to look at the agenda that the chair and the secretary of PMB have put together. Have this committee just look at it right now and vote on it.
Thank you, Mr. Tame. Actually, I was looking at it and was about to ask the question, having looked at it for the last 15, 20 minutes as the members are discussing it. And where's the unfinished business and the new business on the agenda?
There wasn't any unfinished business, and there wasn't any new business. That's why there's nothing on it.
Gentlemen, I think there's unfinished business. Sure.
I don't think it was set up that way. We didn't do it that way.
Let's not.
There wasn't unfinished business from the April meeting.
I think the whole purpose, again, we can prove the fact why this coordinating committee is necessary. Just by that very fact, we disagree on what was unfinished business, what should be new business, and this is why we can clear these things up and communicate with each other and be more effective if we allow this coordinating committee to move forward, at least assisting in this agenda, at least initiating the agenda. Because to me, when I looked at it, I knew there is unfinished business. It's not on this agenda. But I just heard the secretary say there's no unfinished business. So if that doesn't prove why we need a coordinating committee, I don't know what will.
Nancy to the floor.
Janet to the
parliament,
floor.
The parliamentarian to the floor.
And Jan Goodman, I was ready for all of those people being.
Okay, according to Robert, whether there's unfinished business or not, whether there's new business or not, they still have to be put on the agenda.
Thank you for the clarification. I've got my order out of order, so what I'd like to do is, you guys are on a honor system. Who requested first? I think, was it you, Janet?
I think it was Nancy.
Jan Goodman did.
Jan, and then
Nancy. I just wanted to explain the agenda.
Okay.
So the agenda has kind of a template. It has repeating items on it. And like there's like committee reports, there's committee status, things
right.
like that, which I think could be considered old business. That we want to hear from every meeting. We want to hear from certain committees every meeting. We want to hear from the IED every meeting. We want to hear from the CFO every meeting. There's certain things that we want to hear every time, and I think I'm not sure, but I think Mr. Tatum might say that's considered old business if it's like repeating business.
I would say unfinished business. I wouldn't say old business.
Sorry.
And I think that okay, finish, and then I'll go. Go ahead.
And this idea of unfinished business and new business is kind of a new idea for Janet and I. We haven't been doing the agenda that way, so what you see before you is the way that we've been doing it. And so if this committee would like us to have like a section that's called unfinished business, we could put the repeating business in there. The committee reports, the things that we want to hear from every meeting as unfinished business, and then we can put a section that's called new business.
Actually, Nancy, those committee reports would come on a section called committee reports. They wouldn't come on unfinished business.
So,
that's right.
But they would always
committee
be, they would always be part of the agenda.
Yes, the standing committee reports, correct?
Yes.
That is correct.
Committee, not only standing.
Maybe a standing part of the agenda, that would be.
But they're static, so they will always be there, even if no reports are necessary. That's just part of your agenda.
Right.
Correct.
It would always be a given in the agenda, and then if there's nothing to report, there would be nothing to report. But it would always be a place for it in case there was.
So for the secretary's good tonight, what was the unfinished business that was spoken of? I think Jan, you.
Yes.
Janet, who's next up?
May I?
Who was next up?
Did you ask me to explain about the unfinished business?
No, someone asked me for the floor, and I deferred to the chair, to the parliamentarian.
Okay.
I want to give them the floor now.
Okay, so Jan Goodman, I was the one who said there was unfinished business, and I would like to say that normally I would think that unfinished business would come after the IED report and before the committee reports. And
No. This is a parliamentarian saying
okay.
No. Unfinished business and new business are at the end of the meeting.
Unfinished business is at the end, after new business?
No, unfinished business, then new business, announcement, and then adjourn.
Well, okay, for instance, one of the unfinished business, there are many pieces of unfinished business here, but one of the pieces of unfinished business is dealing with the sale of the Nakupon building. That, I believe we have some
decisions. That's closed session.
I see. Okay.
No, yeah, that's true.
Okay. So it could be in closed session then. So I was not distinguishing between open and closed session. So, but we definitely have to have places for, do we have an agenda for closed session?
No, this is an open coordinating committee meeting.
Okay. All right. Well, and then we're going to go, when we adjourn this, are we going to have a closed coordinating committee meeting?
If we need to.
Okay. All right. Because there are many, many things relating to all of financial dealings that went on, in the previous period of time, that we have to tie up many loose ends.
Right.
Okay.
So Chair, may I go now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I sent out the draft minutes of the last open meeting on April 5th. I sent it out, yesterday, the day before. And in those open session draft minutes, there was unfinished business, but it was basically the committees. I mean, there was actually one thing, and I see it didn't come out well for some reason in the PDF file, but in any case, the item mandates for ad hoc committees, that really actually is unfinished business, and that it should go there. But the way that I understand how the agenda and how I've been doing the agenda, and this is how I did it back in 2016 also, was that you had the housekeeping thing, the roll call and all that, then the agenda approval, and then the meeting, the minutes approval, and then reports from the ED, CFO, whoever, right? And then the committee section that comes next. And then after that, unfinished business, and after that, new business, and then, I don't know, we've never had announcements, John, but in any case, that's how I had structured this particular draft agenda that I sent out based on what happened last month. So the unfinished business that's, it's not labeled. The only unfinished business is mandates for ad hoc committees. So that should go actually after item 7, the PNB committee reports.
Okay, Mr. Chair, may I speak again?
Go right ahead, sir.
That agenda that she just outlined, excluding the announcement, is fine. But just one more word about unfinished business. Unfinished business is those things that the secretary, the chair, and the coordinating committee forgot to put in the agenda.
Point of request for information, Janet.
What is your request?
What happens in our meetings is there are, let's say, 10 items. We reach 7 of them, and so 3 of them have not been reached. And it's my understanding, those are unfinished business as well. Those get carried over to the next meeting as unfinished business.
That's correct. But
okay.
Here again, the chair and the secretary or the coordinating committee can put those as standalone items on the agenda because they know ahead of time that they did not finish those items.
But would they be under unfinished business category?
They could be standalone items, or anyone could bring them up under unfinished business.
Well, I don't know what you mean by standalone.
Okay, let me just give you an example. Let's say the secretary and the chair forgot to mention that, forgot to put in an agenda that we're going to have a bake sale. So when unfinished business comes up, if the secretary and the chair forgot to put it on the agenda, it would go under unfinished business. However, if the secretary and the chair remembered that we did not finish the discussion on the bake sale, then the bake sale could be a standalone item on the agenda. It would just say item number 5, bake sale.
Got it.
Okay, thank you. I'm finished, Mr. Chair.
All right. Well, I believe we did extend for 10 minutes, 30 minutes ago. So where that leaves us, I'm not sure. But I do know we don't have an agenda, and I do know we haven't been given an opportunity to place any items, which I hoped we could at least achieve. That's a submission. But since that did not occur, I would entertain a motion for closure or adjourn, and we go into the executive session if we are going into it, because I don't see us achieving anything by continuing this mode.
Mr. Chair, I thought I was finished. This is the parliamentarian. One more thing.
Go ahead.
The proposed agenda that the chair and the secretary of the PNB proposed tonight could be voted on, because there were a couple things added. I think unfinished business was added and new business was added. But the other things that I heard were roll call, approval of the agenda, minutes, you know, those kind of basic things, the bake sale. You know, I heard all of those things tonight, and you could actually vote on those things. And then when you get to the PNB meeting, the rest of the board can fill in the gaps, subtract things, add things. And I don't like this changing order too much, but they are allowed to change the order of things at the actual meeting. But at least you would have something that to bring to them.
Oh,
so
I'm
you could agree. Vote on this tonight.
Well, Mr. Parliamentarian, I know you don't have an answer to this rhetorical question, but I do ask the question in the universe that if the lower body, that would be the local station board, being KPFT, actually have a standing rule that you have to submit as a member 10 days prior to the meeting, and you automatically get it on the agenda, or you have to get it voted on the floor. I just don't understand why at the national level these procedures and processes have not been in place. Notwithstanding that they're not, members, are you prepared to vote for this vote on this agenda?
Benito to the stack.
Go ahead, Benito.
I'm ready to vote on this proposed agenda as a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a, I can't think of the word. Like a prototype, or what do you call it? A computer word. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
A template. That we should use this as a template, but I, would like us, before we adjourn and move to close, maybe I should ask, are we going to go into close? Because I know, like, Jan already identified one issue. I know that Alex Steinberg has a motion that he would like to propose and actually I think you had proposed from the last month's meeting, and which wasn't dealt with, and I don't remember, but I assume that's enclosed. Nancy started to identify an issue, and I don't think she got to do that. And so I definitely don't know if that is supposed to go in open or closed. And I had one or two items I thought that we should deal with, but I don't know if it's time.
Well, Benito, based on, I'm going to take the parliamentarian suggestion that we vote on it, but I see absolutely an opportunity for any member to add to the agenda, to submit additions to the agenda before we vote on it.
Okay.
So for
yeah, William
for the
for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, William.
And Janet, yeah, request for information.
Well, request for information first, William. Stand down. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay, one of the questions or one of the issues is what time is the open session supposed to adjourn, because there was a notice for a closed session at 9:30 next Thursday. There was also some kind of talk about a special meeting to talk about some other thing. I mean, a special meeting on top of a open session meeting. So it's a little confusing about what the timing of this, so that's another part of the agenda. How much can you put in it given the amount of time? So is there some clarification about what time Thursday's meeting, next Thursday's meeting would adjourn to closed session?
I bet you the East Coast people would want to weigh in on that one.
That could also be done at the PMB meeting.
Okay. Benito, William, you have additions to the agenda. Go ahead, William.
Well, I was just going to suggest, well, I have some other comments that I want to make right after this, but I would just suggest that we add the permanent subheadings for the unfinished business and new business near the bottom of the agenda. That's my motion. Then I have comments about this special meeting that was posted over the regular meeting, so I don't think that's legitimate. I think anything they wanted to have a special discussion of, they have to bring up as an amendment to the agenda. They can't just override a regular meeting because they feel like it. We had a regular meeting scheduled already. So if they want to amend the agenda when the meeting comes up, fine. And as for the closed session, it hasn't been posted yet, so I'm not clear that that's been done on a timely basis. Are writing an email enough, or does it have to be on the KPFTX calendar?
Well, William, let me stay true to my commitment as chair of this committee to the PMB secretary. You have proposed an agenda item. I would ask that you restate it, and are you at a computer where we can send, first off, we'll vote on it to see if there's any objections, but restate the agenda item that you want to put on the agenda.
Well, William?
Yes.
William, it's just to add subheadings. And I can't write it. Add subheadings for unfinished business and new business near the bottom of before adjournment. Just as standard headings, that would remain there.
I've done that.
Are there any other?
I've already. Yeah, sorry.
So there are no objections. I hear.
Okay.
Oh, William is done. All right. Any other addition? I believe Benito, you have agenda items.
I guess mine can be covered under, hopefully under new committee report, but I was actually more interested in hearing what we plan to do with Alex's motion. And again, I don't remember if it's open or closed session. And I was asking for Nancy to identify whatever issue she had. I don't think she got a chance to identify it.
We'll come to her. Do you have an agenda item to propose?
No, I myself don't at this time, no.
Okay. Anyone else? Agenda item?
This is Nancy. I would like to discuss in closed coordinating committee whether or not this item would go on open or closed.
Well, I'm going to entertain that tantalating suggestion and offer, even though my bed is calling me, but I do believe we need to go into executive session after this meeting. So based on William's issue or item being taken care of, there seems to be no additional
items to be added to.
Go ahead, Janet.
It's not adding. It's more another thing that we all have to pay attention to is the amount of time, because when there are times associated with agenda items, and that's then the agenda is approved, then that that becomes an important thing, how much time. So there are times what has been put in this agenda, draft agenda, adds up to 60 minutes, adds up to the meeting being adjourned at 9:30, the closed session, the open session meeting. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Well, being previous chair, we sometimes can add up 3 hours of agenda items, but we don't get through them. That's why we have unfinished business for the next meeting. That's its purpose, what we don't get to. But I understand we can't discourage or encourage people not to place their items on the agenda. So the agenda gets overfilled sometimes, but that's the chair's job to manage it. So having said that, I would entertain a motion for closure. Or before that, I'll take a vote or entertain a vote on adopting this agenda.
So moved. Thank you.
Any objections? Okay. Then this is the proposed agenda putting forth for next Thursday's meeting. Do we want to take a 5-minute break and come back in executive session?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you, Duane. Good job.
All right. Bye-bye.